Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What to do? When you feel like hitting a no-hitting book for toddlers is a board book in the Big Feelings Books for Toddlers series by Kara Goodwin, PA, with illustrations by Katie Turner. It is designed for very young children who are beginning to encounter frustration, impulse control problems, and conflicts with other children. Rather than treating hitting as a moral failure or a purely disciplinary issue, the book frames it as a developmentally common response to big emotions. Its purpose is to help toddlers understand that hitting is not acceptable, while also giving caregivers language and strategies that fit a child's age and level of understanding. The book uses simple, positive, and emotionally responsive wording so adults can guide children towards safer ways of expressing anger, frustration, and overwhelm. In that sense, it functions as both a child-facing storybook and a practical parenting aid grounded in early childhood emotional development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching toddlers that hitting is a feeling-driven behavior, not a fixed identity. One of the book's central ideas is that hitting usually emerges from a toddler's limited ability to manage intense feelings rather than from deliberate cruelty. This matters because it changes how adults interpret the behavior. If hitting is understood as an impulse linked to frustration, overstimulation, or disappointment, then the response can focus on skill building instead of shame. The book helps children connect actions to emotions in a way they can understand, which is essential at this age because toddlers often have the feeling first and the language later. By acknowledging that the impulse is common while still stating that it is not okay, the book models a balanced approach. That balance is important. It avoids excusing the behavior, but it also avoids harsh judgment that can make regulation harder. In practical terms, this framing supports children in learning that their bodies can do something else when they feel upset. It also gives caregivers a way to talk about behavior without defining the child by the behavior. Secondly, using developmentally appropriate language to translate emotional regulation for very young children. The book stands out for how carefully it simplifies complex psychological ideas into language toddlers can actually process. That is not a minor stylistic choice. It is the mechanism that makes the book useful. Toddlers are still building vocabulary, symbolic thinking, and self-control. So advice that works for older children often fails with this age group. The book relies on short, concrete explanations and emotionally clear phrases that help adults label feelings and suggest alternatives in the moment. This supports emotional learning because children can begin to associate a feeling state with a response, such as pausing, asking for help, or using words. The child does not need a lecture, they need a pattern they can repeat. The book's language therefore serves two audiences at once. Toddlers hear a simple message, and caregivers gain phrasing that is calm, direct, and likely to be repeated consistently. That combination is important because young children learn emotional regulation through repeated co-regulation with adults, not through abstract instruction. Instead, it emphasizes helping toddlers move from impulse to alternative action. This distinction matters because punishment may suppress hitting temporarily, but it does not teach what to do when the same feeling returns. The book's approach is closer to co-regulation. The adult notices the feeling, stays calm, and guides the child toward a safer response. That may include words for the feeling, a physical pause, or another non-hurtful action. The emphasis on empathy is also important. Young children are more receptive to limits when those limits are delivered in a way that preserves connection, because connection is part of how they learn self-control. Rather than shaming the child or focusing only on stopping the hands, the book encourages adults to teach the child how feelings work and how behavior can change. This is a more durable strategy because it builds an internal framework for future situations, not just compliance in the moment. Fourthly, why the illustration style matters in a board book for emotional learning. The book's illustrated format is not just decorative, it is part of the learning design. Toddlers learn heavily through visual cues, repetition, and concrete examples, so illustrations help make the emotional message accessible. A child can see body language, facial expressions, and the sequence of a situation unfolding, which reinforces the idea that emotions happen in contexts and can lead to different choices. This visual support is especially useful for readers who are too young to follow a long verbal explanation. In a board book, the simplicity of the text and the clarity of the images work together to keep attention focused on the core lesson. The illustrations also help caregivers point to specific moments and talk through them with the child, turning the book into a shared coaching tool rather than a passive read aloud. In the broader category of toddler behavior books, this visual approach is important because it helps transform a difficult behavior into something understandable, observable, and manageable. That makes the lesson more repeatable outside the book itself. Lastly, the book's place in evidence-based parenting resources for early childhood behavior. This book is best understood as part of a growing set of early childhood resources that combine research-informed parenting advice with child-friendly presentation. Kara Goodwin's background in psychology and neuroscience gives the book credibility within the parenting education space, but its practical value comes from how that expertise is adapted for daily use. The book does not present a broad theory of child development. Instead, it addresses a narrow, common problem with a specific strategy: recognize the feeling, stop the hit, and teach a safer replacement. That focus makes it useful for parents, caregivers, pediatricians, and early childhood professionals who need language that is both accurate and immediately usable. Compared with many behavior books that rely on control or correction, this one is more rooted in emotional development and relational guidance. It is especially relevant for families who want a calm, age-appropriate response to hitting without sliding into permissiveness or harsh discipline. Its value lies in being practical without being simplistic, and emotionally supportive without losing the boundary that hitting is not allowed. In conclusion, what to do when you feel like hitting is most useful for parents, caregivers, preschool educators, and pediatric or child development professionals who work with toddlers in the emotionally intense stage where hitting can appear suddenly and frequently. Its main benefit is not just that it discourages hitting, but that it explains the behavior in a developmentally informed way and offers adults a usable response. Readers looking for a punitive or rule-heavy discipline manual will find something different here. The book is more effective as a short, focused guide for emotional coaching, especially when adults need language that is calm, consistent, and age-appropriate. That is what makes it stand out among similar no-hitting books. It combines a child-friendly storybook format with a strong behavioral and psychological foundation. It does not rely on fear, shame, or vague messages about being nice. Instead, it shows how to move a toddler from impulse to regulation through empathy, repetition, and concrete alternatives. For families trying to handle hitting without escalating conflict, that combination makes the book especially practical and credible. If you would like to support Kara Goodwin, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.